The interesting thing about non-negotiables is it helps cure as an antidote a lot of the feelings of being overwhelmed or procrastinating. We all want to perform at our highest level. We want to create more impact. We want to achieve consistent results. But without structure, our performance becomes unpredictable and inconsistent, losing its exponentiality of the acceleration, aggregation, and the compounding impact of consistency. Top performers don't rely on motivation only to get up and get back up and get started or get back started. And they certainly don't rely on circumstance. We operate from a set of non-negotiables. No matter what happens, non-negotiable. No matter what the circumstances, non-negotiable. No matter what war, interest rates, oil prices, it doesn't matter, even the weather. We operate from a set of non-negotiables no matter what that guide in the divine direction our actions every single day. We've all had days where everything clicks. We're in the flow. We're focused, harmony, productivity, accessibility, and alignment. And we've all had days where we feel scattered, reactive, interfered with, and definitely off the divine track. The difference isn't our capability, it remains the same or better, but it's whether or not we're anchored to the non-negotiable behaviors and the standards that are set by time that create the consistency. Non-negotiables eliminate decision fatigue, and it takes care and hedges half of the day against the circumstances, the uncertainty that every day is guaranteed to provide. In the human experience, that starts when your heart starts and stops when your heart stops. That's divided by God's guarantee of 24 hours a day, every single day of your life, except for the last day. He will cheat you. When we decide in advance how to show up for 12 of the 24 hours, 12 of the guaranteed hours, when we decide in advance, non-negotiably, how we're going to show up, when we're going to show up, and how long we're going to show up for those 12 hours, and most of it, as you'll find out, is sleep, we remove the need to rely on the protection of the ego, but instead, the protection, love, and perfection of God. And those feelings will be given to us in the moment. As a reminder, if you would like the exercises, guides, and my books of this training on the six non-negotiables of top performers, just email me at David, means beloved, at D, that's my first initial, Meltzer means servant. Let me be your beloved servant every Friday. I'm doing these free Friday trainings, giving you the exercise, the guides, the templates, and the books that will get you and guide you from A to B. But still remember, no matter how much I can speed up the process, illustrate the potholes, shortages, voids, and obstacles that will be there, getting from A to B is a private lesson between you and your God. But email me, beloved servant, David at themeltzer.com, if you'd like those exercises, guides, and my books. The first lesson of the six non-negotiables is clarity of knowing our what. What do we want in alignment with where we think we want to be, or better? Let me repeat that. What do we want today, according to the circumstances of the day, aligned with where we think we want to be, or better? And then without clarity, our energy would be scattered. Top performers don't chase everything. They stay attention plus intention on what matters. Doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing what matters to them most and align with them most. And their actions of words, thoughts, feelings, and beliefs will align as well. They need to know what they want in their divine direction or better. So many of us stay busy throughout the day, but struggle to make meaningful progress each and every day. It's like pushing a boulder to the top of the hill just to see it roll down to the bottom because we just react to the circumstances. We don't have non-negotiables to say, no matter what happens today, I'm going to get a minimum of 8 hours of sleep. No matter what happens today, I'm going to get a minimum of an hour on my health on top of my sleep. So 9 hours of your 12 hours of non-negotiable behavior is simply sleeping and being healthy, keeping your heart beating, extending the longevity and wellness that exists within the guarantee of God, the 24 hours each and every day, except for the last day, it'll cheat you. And then we say a minimum of an hour with our family. Now we're at 10 hours. Majority of it is on health. None of it has to do with getting so busy. Getting so busy working, we forget to make money. Getting so busy working, we forget to sleep. Getting so busy working, we forget our health. Getting so busy working, we spend no time for our family. Although when I ask people why they're so busy, they'll say for their family. It is this clarity and harmony that creates the divine direction. And that direction is what creates momentum because it eliminates the interference by having consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential, by knowing your non-negotiables of sleep, of health, of family. Then faith, then finance, then the study of time so that we can handle the circumstances that occur each and every day. And then we study the relativity of that time. Why would we study relativity? Because as much as we have clarity and harmony and focus on the divine direction of where we want or think we want to be or better, we must align the meaning of the past, the relativity of the past, the defining moments, the historical relevances of the past, the shortages, voids, and obstacles, mistakes of the past, and even successes of the past. We must align them with where we want to be or think we want to be or better. We must be as specific as we can in trajectory, not into outcome. When we stay in specificity to the divine direction, not to the outcome, we release ourselves from the resistance that's created by emotionally attaching to I'll be happy when, instead of I enjoy the consistent every day, persistent without quit, pursuit of my potential for the sake of helping others and having fun. This is how we know what we want, by utilizing half of our 24-hour day, half of it to know what we want in alignment of where we want to be or better and align our past as well. This is how we have the acceleration, aggregation, and compounding. Know what you want. Know your non-negotiables. Understand that 12 hours of non-negotiable will take out all the fear of uncertainty and allow you to do what you want, when you want, with who you want, for as long as you want with the other 12 hours, and still get 90% success rate in your day, which is far greater than those that just respond, react emotionally to the circumstances each and every day. If you would like the exercise and guides to find your divine direction in alignment with the meaning of the past, or better, email me, the beloved servant, at david@dmeltzer.com. The second lesson in the non-negotiables of top performers, discipline. Doing what must be done to be what we must be in a divine direction is far more than just discipline. It's devotion. It's devotion, which is that which separates intention from the results. Without it, consistency breaks and progress slows, if not stalls completely. But too many people confuse discipline with devotion. You see, discipline's a subset of devotion. I mentioned to you those people that I work with that are so disciplined every day at the work or the activity they get paid for, as I like to define it. They're so disciplined working every day, they forget to make money. They're so disciplined working, they forget to be healthy. They're so disciplined working, they forget to spend time with their family. They're so disciplined working for the sake of what? Being busy, creating more interference, slowing their progress, or stalling it completely? It is discipline in the divine direction for the sake of others and for the sake of having fun, which turns discipline into devotion, which allows us to do what must be done because we have a desire that we must be what we want to be, what we can become. We must be what we can become by doing what must be done. we know that the actions that we take, what we do, say, think, feel, and believe, will drive the outcomes we desire or think we desire, or better, bringing the lessons faster. To be grateful for those lessons and finding them through the light, the love, and the lessons of gratitude, forgiving ourselves for our past, giving us ease and the flow and momentum, understanding the accountability of what did I do to attract this, be responsible for this, participate in this perception, and what am I supposed to learn from it? Because it is only we that execute when we feel in spirit, inspired. Only we can get us from A to B. Others can speed it up. They can pay the dummy tax for us. They can show us where the potholes are, where the shortcuts are, but only we can get from A to B. Our advantage in the pursuit of our potential comes from doing what must be done. And if you can do what must be done, you must have a desire to be what we must become, especially when we don't feel like it. When we create our non-negotiables of sleep, of health, of family, of faith, of finance, of the study of time and the study of relativity within the context of 12 hours a day, no matter what the circumstances are of the day, when we create those action steps and make sure that we schedule them in our calendar and study them and put attention and intention to them, we will build the unconscious competencies, the subconscious competencies, to allow our conscious competencies to accelerate, aggregate, and compound exponentially through repetition, not emotion. It is devotion, doing what must be done so we can be what we must become. The second lesson will allow you to enjoy the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit, pursuit of your potential. Not what other people want, not what's missing, not what you don't have, but in your divine direction, in that devotional thinking, saying, doing, feeling, and believing. If you would like the doing what must be done so you can be what you must become exercise, email me, the beloved servant, at david@dmeltzer.com. david@dmeltzer.com. Give me an email. I'll send you the exercise guides and the books. The third lesson of non-negotiables of top performers is prioritization, my favorite. Prioritization is utilized first to set up your non-negotiables, but most importantly, in the other 12 hours of the day, the circumstances of the day. It is simply prioritization is an antidote to feeling overwhelmed or procrastinating. It is prioritization that allows you to execute on what's most important to you according to the circumstances. Remember, non-negotiables are no matter what the circumstances are, but now prioritization is utilized in circumstances so that you utilize what's important first and the urgency that's created through the reaction to fear as a subset to that importance. It is so essential. Top performers don't manage time. They manage intention. They pay attention to and give intention to, do, say, think, feel, and believe in alignment with that divine direction and align the meaning of the past and utilize the productivity, accessibility, and gratitude that exists within the efficiencies, effectiveness, and statistical success of the activities that are planned, unplanned, paid for, unpaid for, and even our sleep. They use non-negotiable and negotiables. They use non-time and scheduled time because what we prioritize in the circumstances of the day, those results are what will be produced. When we spend time reacting to low-value tasks and people, events and situation and circumstances, instead of being intentional in our definiteness of purpose on high-impact activities, you could see over time how low value versus high value activities will exponentially put us in a whole nother stratosphere. Everything is not important. If everything's important, then nothing is. The universe is the Tao. It's the high and the low. It's contextual in its nature. If everything was important, nothing would be important. Prioritization is what creates the antidote to what? Procrastination and feeling overwhelmed. It is and does create progress, not perfection. It is essential that we identify what's important to us, our highest value activities each and every day in the circumstances, as long as we are without a doubt utilizing the non-negotiables every single day, 7 days a week, no matter what. And don't give me location is an excuse to not do your non-negotiables. Location is irrelevant to your non-negotiables. It is a circumstance. It should never fall within the realm of interfering with your non-negotiables. Whether you're on an airplane, whether you're in a car, a boat, a train, in a different country, in a basement, your non-negotiables are non-negotiables regardless of the circumstances of the day. Location is a circumstance. That's it. We can easily eliminate or delegate low-impact tasks and activities. We need to study time with those lenses of productivity, accessibility, and gratitude. You need to be a student of your calendar and utilize our priorities before the circumstances arise. That's why non-negotiables are so important. That's why the prioritization of what's important to you or better in a divine direction and the meaning and alignment of that meaning is so important before the interferences arise, which they will every single day because it's called circumstances for a reason. The minute you come up with a plan, two things happen. God will laugh at you. And time, emotion, and value will change. I'm going to repeat that. The minute you come up with a plan, God will laugh at you, and time, emotion, and value will change. Prioritization will protect our time and our energy through doing it now, doing it next. 100% of the things you do now, 100% of the things you do next get done. That's a pretty good statistical success of getting shit done. But you can't manage time. You can only manage intention of what you do, say, think, feel, and believe. Prioritization is the antidote and utilization of non-negotiable behaviors within the context of the study of time and the student of the calendar. If you would like the exercises and guides, including the student of the calendar exercise, it will change your life. I guarantee it. It's free and it's me, David at dmeltzer.com. Get your student of the calendar and exercise for prioritization. Do it now, do it next. 100% of the things you do now and next get done. I guarantee it. Prioritization, David at dmeltzer.com. The next lesson of the non-negotiables of top performers is accountability allows us to be in control. And when we are in control, we are the owner of our lives and our outcomes. How can accountability give us control? By shifting the paradigm in the human experience and the contextual nature of the human experience in the way that Tao, accountability will keep us aligned in the divine direction of where we think we want to be or better and allow us to participate in the perception of how and why we are here, which is to learn lessons, knowing the lessons keep on coming no matter what. We will remember, we will forget every lesson that there ever was. We can remember with it. More technology advances, you can start seeing how we can access any lesson that there ever was. And we also know how we can forget every lesson we've ever learned. Without accountability, we just justify and blame and use shame of our inaction or our delays or our mistakes. We use blame, shame, and justification of the circumstances of the day. Understanding time, value, and emotion changes where we should be focusing in on what we can control, which is what? The lessons that we learn. We control by saying to ourselves, in the circumstances of the day, in the utilization of accountability, what did I do to be accountable? Which means, what did I do to be responsible? What did I do to attract this to myself? What did I do to participate in this perception of interference? And most importantly, to take control, to own the results, the outcomes. And what am I supposed to learn from it? I will repeat it. And what am I supposed to learn from it? Once you take the perspective that we're protected, promoted, loved, and perfected through accountability of something bigger than us and omniscient, that means all-knowing, omniscient and all-powerful, all-knowing God who's protecting, promoting, loving, and perfecting us and trying to teach us through the problems and struggles that exist with the solution already in it, knowing there's a lapse of time between the problem and the solution, which makes every solution a resolution or a resolution to the problem. So why not just shorten the distance of resistance in that time by owning it by asking myself, what am I supposed to learn from it? Not punishing yourself. God doesn't punish. He promotes, he protects, he loves and perfects. We are just not capable of understanding it in the present. And beyond that, nobody likes the feedback in the present. When we take responsibility, when we take accountability, when we look at what's attracting, when we participate in the perception, in the pursuit of learning, we take back the control of the circumstances and bring more certainty to the uncertain. But the only way to do it is to audit where we're making excuses. Call yourself out, living below the line. That's blame, shame, justification. That's judgment, not discernment. We need to pay attention to and give intention to the things that are within our control, which is the lessons that we learn. That is what we're in control of. What do we learn from it, not what happened from it. When we track our behaviors and are honest about the categorization of those behaviors of, is this behavior aligned with the devotion? Is this aligned with the divine direction? Is this aligned with where I want to be or better? Or is this interfering with it? It's that simple. Then we can utilize consistent, persistent pursuit of our potential and clarify the behaviors that get us to where we want to be or better, faster, with more ease, by taking control, by owning the outcomes, by being accountable, and by learning from it is how we are accountable and how we take control. If you would like the accountability exercise of how to take control of your life, please email the beloved servant, email me. It's free. David@dmeltzer.com. Utilize the accountability guide to live above the line. Stop living in blame, shame, justification, and judgment. Utilize discernment and appreciation, forgiveness, and ease to get you to where you want to be or better by learning the lessons that keep on coming until we learn them. The fifth lesson in non-negotiables of top performers is the idea of adaptability. Expansion. How can we adjust without losing momentum? Anytime you make a decision, anytime you come to an agreement, written, implied, oral, with consideration, without consideration, it doesn't matter. Consideration means payment. Whenever you have a decision or an agreement in life, time, value, and emotion changes instantly. So if we don't work within the context of adaptability, inner circumstantial behavior, and even understanding when we set up our non-negotiable behaviors, that circumstances will change immediately when we come up with a plan. Not only will God laugh at us, but time, emotion, and value will change. And as these conditions change, as circumstances change, top performers adjust quickly, knowing that that change, that problem, that struggle, that setback already has a solution in it, and it's just a lapse of time before it becomes a resolution, a resolution. And so they're primarily focused on, what am I doing to interfere with my divine direction because of this circumstance, because of this change? And so they don't lose sight for but minutes and moments of their devotional divine direction, or better, of where they think they want to be, where they think they want to be, where they think they want to be, or better. They never lose sight of where they're going. And so what do? When the circumstances change, when the conditions change, they don't try to go over it, under it, through it, around it. They don't try to resist it. They don't try to fight it. They don't lie to it, cheat it, manipulate it, deny it. No, they utilize their free will within the context of the infinite, abundant universe, the more than enough of everything for everyone, the infinite, abundant, unified system of thought that they belong to, of divine power, omniscient and all powerful power, not force, power, the power that Gandhi had to overcome the greatest, greatest empire of its time simply by a power of self-awareness. By walking and fasting, the man overcame the British Empire without ever lifting a finger or a weapon. Because he understood that great leaders spend minutes and moments in interference, and the power comes from the source, so they are a greater resource, and they never lose sight of their goal, of their outcome, of where they think they want to be or better, but they're open to change. And so instead of resisting and fighting and using force, which just creates a counter force, instead of going over it, under it, through it, around it, lying to it, cheating it, manipulating it, deny it, they use their free will like Gandhi to stop to stop themselves and to stop others and drop to center, allowing us to remind ourselves, remember ourselves, recollect ourselves with the source, and then roll into the divine direction of where we think we want to be, or better, or better, or better. We encounter setbacks, failures, and mistakes each and every day. Either stop or hesitate. Pause instead of adapting and continuing forward. Stop, drop, and roll when your mind, body, and soul are on fire. It's easy to recognize our natural reaction to fear that has evolved from protecting the body to evolve to protecting the mind to evolve to protecting a perceived identity. Regardless, we know how we react to fear and respond to it in alignment in our divine direction with devotional behavior of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe. We need to utilize flexibility in this approach because circumstances require flexibility, and flexibility has far more power than force. Consistency, I'm going to repeat this, consistency in commitment, devotional, non-negotiable, and prioritization. Consistency in commitment, utilizing flexibility as the approach. When you see the struggles, setbacks, failures, mistakes, void, shortages, and obstacles, these challenges already have a resolution in it. But remember, they are just feedback. And remember that nobody likes feedback in the present. And we must shorten the distance of resistance between the resolution and the problem, as well as the feedback in our emotional response to the feedback. And feedback is not failure. Not if we are accountable and adaptable. Adjust your strategies while maintaining your non-negotiable behaviors. Stay committed. Stay committed to the enjoyment of the consistent everyday, persistent without quit pursuit of your potential, regardless of the circumstances of the day, the struggles, the setbacks, the failures, and the obstacles. It's just a lapse of time before the resolution appears itself, and you should shorten that distance of resistance without losing momentum by stopping, by dropping, by rolling. Utilize the adaptability equation of A plus A plus A. We get alignment, we take and make adjustments. We get alignment, we take and make action by doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing in a devotional divine direction or better. And then we prepare for adjustment. We prepare for adjustment beyond our non-negotiable behaviors. Utilizing non-negotiable behaviors allow us to be consistent and accumulate 90% of productivity, accessibility, and gratitude. The other percent is done by prioritizing what's important to us to do what we want, when we want, with who we want, for as long as we want. But I promise you, if you stick to the non-negotiables for 12 hours a day, you will have and enjoy the other 12 hours much, much more in the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential. If you would like the AAA strategy, the AAA equation, if you would like to understand how adaptability and expansion work within top performance with time, value, and emotion changing at all times, just email me, the beloved servant, david@dmeltzer.com. david@dmeltzer.com. The final lesson of the six non-negotiables of top performers is my superpower, consistency. Consistency compounds, it accelerates and aggregates. Consistency compounds, it accelerates and aggregates. Therefore, it provides unbelievable outcomes or better. Consistency, that means every day, because 2 minutes a day equals 2 hours on a Saturday. Consistency is what turns small actions into big outcomes over time. The biggest outcome that I had utilizing consistent behavior with a little bit of time was I gave my mom for over 18 years and continue to give it even after she passed a minimum of a minute a day, 7 days a week, and I didn't miss. 7 days a week, a minimum of a minute a day. That doesn't mean that's all I spent with her, but I meant every single day I gave her at least a minute of my time to make sure she knew four things, which I text her every day. Still, I kept her phone and her plan on my phone. I am happy. I am healthy. I love you and appreciate you forever. Man, the outcomes, the result of that over 18 years and continuing now, have been exponential beyond my belief. The healing of the most important relationship between a son and his mom for just a minimum of a minute a day. But if I wasn't consistent, I wouldn't have got the exponentiality. I would have had what's called a zeroing effect. Day one is a X to the first. Day two is X to the second. Day three is X to the third. Day four is X to the fourth. If you miss, it's X to the zero. You either go back to X to the fourth or even back to X to the one. X to the zero means X to the first. It just depends on where your baseline is of how far your progress has become. So many of us are extra milers. We go the extra mile every once in a while, but we're not consistent. And then what we do when we're extra miles and go extra mile every once in a mile, 16 hours on a Saturday, we complain and utilize it to justify without accountability of where we are or where we aren't or where we don't want to be because we go the extra mile every once in a while. When we take action in burst, but lack sustained intention, we are preventing long-term growth and stunting that growth as well. We cannot rise to the level of our potential when we fall to the level of our habits. That's why the non-negotiable behaviors are so important, because it doesn't allow our baseline, our basements, to be too low, but allows our delta, our desire to grow. We need to utilize consistency every day to maximize God's gift guarantee of 24 hours a day by utilizing the non-negotiable and negotiable behavior in a consistent, persistent way. We need to pay attention to our daily progress and give intention to our daily progress over occasional intensity, over the extra mile. Create the empty mile, because very few of us are there. Why do you think it's so hard to say thank you every single day? It's free. It takes 0.1 seconds. Because the simple things to do are simple not to do, because they require you to be consistent. We need to build those habits. There's a habit building machine of knowing what you want, who you can help, who can help you, how to get it done, prioritizing and applying your why. And I will promise you, I will give you the habit machine along with the books, along with the exercises. David@demeltzer.com. We need to actually measure consistency, not outcomes. Measure the consistency of how you've been able and capable of enjoying the consistent everyday, persistent without quit pursuit of your potential. Be an empty miler, not an extra miler. If you don't believe me, take any kid that takes Spanish. I've never met a kid who studies Spanish 15 minutes a day, 7 days a week that doesn't get an A. Never met a kid who studies Spanish 15 minutes a day, every single day, 7 days a week that doesn't get an A. But I know tons of kids like myself and others who study 16 hours before the test and don't get A's, and then use the fact that I studied 16 hours before the test to justify why I'm not where I want to be or getting a B. Consistency, the superpower, the habit machine. If you would like to be more consistent, if you'd like to learn how to create habits effectively, efficiently, with statistical success, email me, your beloved servant. David means beloved. At D is my first initial. Meltzer means servant. David@dmeltzer.com. Please compound your outcomes or better through consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential, not others. Email me, David@dmeltzer.com. There's non-negotiable behavior and negotiable behavior. We need to use the clarity of knowing what we want, the devotion of doing what must be done to become what we must become, to prioritize what's important to us, not to what is important to others, and utilize the result of urgency of response to the ego as a subset. We must be accountable. We must own our results and be in control. By learning from what we did to be responsible, to attract it, to participate in the perception, we must use adaptability, the AAA strategy, in order to adjust without interfering with our unbelievable infinite source of intelligence, intuition, inspiration, and energy. Adaptability. And then finally, the sixth quality of non-negotiables of top performers is consistency. We must enjoy the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit pursuit of our own potential. If you would like any of these exercises, guys, or all of them in the entire training, just email me, your beloved servant, david@dmeltzer.com. Understanding what top performers do, billionaires, millionaires, entrepreneurs, celebrities, athletes, and entertainers, world famous, world achievers, isn't enough. We ourselves have to embody it. Our own results, our own deltas are not determined by what we know, but it's determined by how we consistently execute on what we know, who we can help, who can help us, how to get it done, prioritizing effectively and applying our why in that momentum, inspiration, intelligence, intuition, and energy. We can have the best strategies in the world and the best strategists in the world. We can also have the best ideas in the world and the greatest imagination in the world with the best intentions. For God's sake, if parents were their intentions, we have amazing parents out there. But if we don't show up daily, when we don't show up daily with devotion, with attention, with intention of what we do say, think, feel, and believe in alignment of where we want to be or better and alignment of our past, our relativity, the meaning of the past, mistakes, setbacks, failures, defining moments, historical relevances, and even successes, these advantages never will turn into the outcomes we desire or better. You see, top performers, they don't negotiate with their standards or behaviors. Top performers do not negotiate with standards or behaviors. They show up the same way on their best days as they do their hardest day, whatever it takes, because they have non-negotiable behaviors and they prioritize the circumstances with negotiable behaviors by what's important to them. We all want to perform at a higher level. We all want to create more impact and achieve consistent results, but without structure or performance, it becomes unpredictable. Top performers, the billionaires, millionaires, entrepreneurs, celebrities, athletes, and entertainers don't rely just on getting up, getting back up, getting started, or getting back started, and they certainly don't rely on circumstance. They operate from a set of non-negotiables that guide their intention of what they do say, think, feel, and believe every single day. Non-negotiables will eliminate the interference between you and your potential. When we decide in advance how to show up, we remove the need to rely on reaction or response to feelings in the moment. Instead, we are guided in the divine direction of where we want to be or better and align with that, with the meaning of making a lot of money for the sake of helping others and having fun. And I promise you, if you do that, you'll be happy. And if you're happy, that'll make me happy. This has been the 6 non-negotiables of top performers. Be a part of the community. Join us if you want to help one another and know people that help one another. It's a perfect community for you. Get people to buy from you and sell for you for life. My email is david@dmeltzer.com. david@dmeltzer.com. Exercise guides, my book, Order, Don't Do Business with Dicks. Please join me. Be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.